Steve Smith is best known as the man who portrayed Red Green, president of Possum Lodge, on the popular PBS mainstay, The Red Green Show. The broad satire of how-to programs and fishing shows made ample use of slapstick and has been a mainstay of my viewing habits since high school. Smith is bringing his wit and wisdom of Red Green one-man show to Kansas City's Uptown Theater on July 31st and to Topeka on September 12th. He took time out of his busy schedule to speak to us about the history of the character and his future plans.
So I was just wanting to speak with you in reference to the Red Green Show, obviously, and the Wit and Wisdom tour that you're doing.
Yeah.
Just kind of walk us through the evolution and, like, the origin of the Red Green character.
Well, I actually created the character over 30 years ago. My wife and I were doing a television show in Canada called Smith and Smith, and it was kind of like a Canadian Sonny and Cher type deal. And my job was to try and be funny. So I would have these little characters that would appear every 6 weeks. And there was a guy in Canada who had a fishing show, and his name was Red Fisher. And it seemed to me his attitude was that nothing would bore you. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I could make fun of that. So I picked the name Red because his name was Red, and then I figured the name Green would be the dumbest last name, which has turned out well because now every stoplight is a promo. But so I created the character really as a spoof of a guy who had a fishing show, and that was in 1979. And things just evolved, and by 1989, 1990, I was in a situation where I was going to do a television show without my wife because she wanted to stay home with the boys. We have two sons. And that became the Red Green Show. And it was supposed to be a six-month break to just do something that'd be fun and then put your head down and get back to work. So it ended up running 15 seasons.
When did the show officially end?
I shot the last episode on November the 12th, 2005. It aired in Canada in April of 2006 and probably a year later on PBS. So the show has been out of production for roughly five years now. And I thought when I stopped, the show was never, it wasn't canceled at the end. It was me just stopping. I couldn't make the show better, and I refused to let it get worse, so I just stopped. It was 15 seasons, 300 episodes, and a month after it, I was turning 60. It just felt like the right time. Even at that, it's the second longest running live comedy show of all. I mean, there's number one is Saturday Night Live, and number two is the Red Green Show.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that's enough, you know. It's the longest-running Canadian show in America of any kind, drama, documentary, anything.
So you've got Degrassi all beat?
All beat.
What led to the return?
It was really a combination of factors. One thing was the show didn't really die. I mean, it continued to be strong in certain markets, and in fact, new fans were coming on board. Kids who were watching it didn't even know it was reruns because we never talked about what was going on at the time. Actually, we didn't know what was going on at the time. So that helped. And then Random House, which is a pretty significant publisher, approached me and said that whatever I wanted to write, they would publish. So that was interesting to me. I had written books before, but I was always in production, and I was the head writer, so pumping out 700 pages of script pretty much used up my creative juice, and now I had lots of energy available for the book, so I did that, and I enjoyed doing that, and that book comes out in the fall.
What's the name of the book?
Oh, it's called How to Do Everything, of course. And I was at a PBS convention, and the PBS people were coming to me and asking me if I'd come to the station and help them raise money on one of their begathons or whatever. And so it was really a combination of things. And then I got this thing in my mind that I would really like to do a one-man show. I mean, I came into show business from a very odd direction, so it's not like I've ever done this before. Me standing on stage talking to a bunch of people in the audience with no cameras and no technology, is not me going backwards. It's me going forward because I've never done it before, and that excites me. I mean, it's unusual for a man of my age to be doing something new that's not a medical procedure. So that was interesting, and then all those things came together, and so we did one test market. We did St. Paul in December to see if it could work. I got 3M involved with it, and it was successful on enough levels to make me think, you know what, this is fun. Let's do it. I've done 13 of them now, and by the time I get to Kansas City, that will be number 14, I guess, because that's this Saturday. Yeah.
So you have your affiliation with 3M, obviously, because of duct tape.
Right.
And so when you do your one-man shows, you're also, in addition to that, you're doing stops at hardware stores?
Yeah, that's what 3M gets out of it. They get their better customer relations because they choose a retailer and have me do a meet and greet in the afternoon. They've been pretty well attended, so, I mean, the people don't get a lot of time to spend with me, but at least it's a handshake and a picture and an autograph and good night.
What can folks expect when they see the one-man show?
Boy, it's really, it's a real combination of factors. Some of it is background stuff, and some of it is advice on everything from marriage to raising kids to handyman tips. Some of it is just my reflections on the world. But the number one priority is to make people laugh. And number two is to make them think. And it was probably a distant second.
You're going to be in Kansas City at the Uptown Theater this Saturday, July
31st. Yeah.
And I think those of us here in Kansas are kind of lucky because we get you again in Topeka in September.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm there. I have no idea what Topeka is compared to Kansas.
Topeka and Kansas City are about an hour and a half apart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Even though you're different states?
Even though we're different states. I live in a town called Lawrence, which is right in between both of them, so I get both of the public television stations. So.
Wow.
And you're doing Wichita as well.
Yeah, Wichita and Topeka, yeah.
I would just like to thank you. I don't want to ask you to give away too much of the show.
Okay. I can tell you that this is probably going to jinx it, but for the first 13, they've gone really well. I mean, I really love doing this. It's not really work for me. All of the money for the tickets goes to the PBS station. I'm not charging a fee. I'm getting nothing out of it other than the promotion of it and the joy of looking into those people's faces and seeing them having a good time. So far, it's been just fantastic.
Well, Mr. Smith, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me.
You're welcome, Nick, and take care of yourself. Maybe I'll see you on Saturday night.
Oh, indeed you will.
Oh, great.
Well, look forward to seeing it.
You
Thanks
too.
Again.
Okay, bye, Nick.